Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas is in the Gaza Strip to demand that extremist groups end their attacks against Israelis. This after Thursday's mortar and rocket attacks by Hamas militants against a Jewish settlement block in southern Gaza, which Hamas says was retaliation for the killing of a Palestinian man the day before. The Israeli army says its soldiers fired only warning shots at infiltrators in the area. Mr. Abbas meets tonight with representatives of Hamas and Islamic Jihad to try to salvage the ceasefire that he and Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon pledged at their summit this week in Egypt. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in Gaza City. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And what does Mr. Abbas hope to accomplish at these meetings tonight?
Well, Palestinian officials who are going to be at the meeting told me that we could hear an announcement of a formal truce come out of this. Now, up until this point, Hamas and Islamic Jihad have said that they would be calm, but only as long as the Israeli side is calm. Palestinian officials say that they hope to work toward a broader understanding with the militants to exercise restraint even in the face of what they call Israeli provocation. You know, the Palestinian leadership is keenly aware that they are under intense scrutiny by the international community on the developments here. As for disarming militant groups, Palestinian sources say that's extremely unlikely. The leadership is looking, in the words of one lawmaker, for the least costly method to reach some sort of calm and national unity, so co-opt but not confront. So Abbas, he's going to hope to keep the mortars quiet, the guns holstered. He's expected to tell them that attacks against Israelis will not be tolerated, that his credibility is on the line. In addition, you know, he's always maintained that violence against the Israelis only provokes more violence into that, and it's simply counterproductive.
At the same time, do Islamic Jihad and Hamas have some demands they want to make of him?
Oh, they certainly do. In the long term, they want a place in the political framework. You know, Hamas won solidly municipal elections here, and they want to advance those. They want to translate those into a place at the table. They also want all Palestinian prisoners released from Israeli jails. Well, that's not going to happen in the short term. There's thousands of Palestinians in Israeli jails, and there's a huge debate inside Israel over who should be released, how many should be released, and Israel is expected to move very, very cautiously on that. In terms of other demands, the militants are seeking hard assurances that they won't be hunted. And again, as an indication really of how far things have gone down the road, there's a joint committee that is hammering out that very thing. What Hamas really needs to balance is its conviction that it has the right to resist the Israeli occupation against the risk of alienating the Palestinian citizens, many of whom said this week they don't want the militants spoiling the truce. It's a good first step.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in Gaza City. Thank you.
Thank you.